And all of you have a heroic mission. There's no accidents in this universe. We all show up here with a purpose. There's an intelligence that is a part of everything and everyone, and all of us are connected to it. And too many of us are afraid to listen to that music and march to it. You out there, I know you have a book you wanted to write. I know there's a composition you wanted to compose. I know there's a song you want to sing someplace. Maybe you want to raise horses out in Montana. Or maybe you want to open up an ice cream shop on Cape Cod. Who knows what it may be? Maybe you just want to travel and see the world. Maybe you want to go into a relationship with someone, but you've been afraid to, but your heart says it's the right thing to do. All of us feel something. And in Leo Tolstoy's famous novel, The Death of Ivan Illich, he asks this question that would be terrifying to me. He says, as he has his accountant from Moscow lying on his deathbed, contemplating the horror of this question, what if my whole life has been wrong? I've known what my music is. It's playing right now. As I stand here in front of you with these cameras and in this place, and as I sit down and write my books and tell the world what I know are my truths, I feel always completely on purpose and fulfilled. And no time will I ever come to the end of my life and say, what if my whole life has been wrong? Whoever you are, whatever that music is, however distant it may sound, however strange, however weird others may interpret it to be, don't get to the end of your life. And know that you're going to leave and not have it played yet. Don't die with your music still in you. It's the message of the greatest teachers who've ever walked among us. It's the message I give to you today as one of the principles for success and peace in your life. The next principle I call embracing silence. And embracing silence is not that I say this to you because it's so important to be quiet. What I have learned, I have a dear friend, many of you know, we've put out tapes together, we've appeared on stages all over the world together. He's like a brother to me. His name is Dr. Deepak Chopra, a medical doctor, and a dear and close friend. And whenever anything is going on in my family, if I'm having a problem with one of my children or in my own life, and if I call him up and I'll say, Deepak, or his wife Rita, I'll say, Deepak, what do you think I should do? He always has the same answer.
Meditate.
I'll say, yes, Deepak, I understand meditate, but I said, what do you think? He said, Wayne, go deep inside and
meditate. Always meditate.
I'll say, will you put Rita on? Wayne,
meditate.
I say, all right. And you know, I've learned a lot in meditation. But what I know most about getting quiet and getting peaceful is this, that there's only one power in the universe, and it doesn't matter what you call it. You can call it soul, spirit, consciousness, God. You can call it Louise. You can call it anything that you want. But as Alan Watts said, you can't get wet from the word water. It's not what we call something that gives it its substance. And this one power, this one force that flows through everything and allows everything to be is indivisible. You can't cut it in half. You can't divide it. It's one. It's knowing the one. And everything in your life is almost always given a division. Male, female, young, old, tall, short, black, white, good, bad, up, down. These are all dichotomies. These are all these splits that we all have in our lives. The whole physical world that we live in and are immersed in, it's always immersed in this division. I used to teach a course at St. John's University in New York, and I used to tell my students when I was trying to teach this principle, anybody who can come to class and bring with them a magnet that only has a North Pole, I'll give you an A in the course. You don't ever have to attend another class. And no matter how thin they would slice that magnet, there was always the South Pole, because the physical world is made up of dichotomies. But we have to learn to fuse the dichotomies. and infusing the dichotomies and blending the want, that's what silence does for us. That's why embracing silence is so powerful. Because no matter how many times you cut silence in half, it's like zero. You still only get silence.